Greetings. Welcome to the Papa Pank Podcast. I am Jaylene Clark Owens, and this is my friend and my co-host,
Justin Jane.
There's a lot of gray in the world. We think it needs a little more pank, a Papa Pank. We are Philly-based, multi-hyphenated, and award-winning actors taking on all things arts and culture in this joy-forward and ever-playful variety podcast. You are listening to our theme song composed by Jordan McCree, member of the band Il Dukes. We welcome you, our Pank Papas, both old and new. Please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate y'all. And with that, we're going to go ahead and get this thing started.
We are trying a new episode right now, so welcome to Pop Around Town, in which Jaylene and I either travel to some place or do some experience or have some activity that is either arts or culture forward. Today we are looking at foodie culture, and we are here at the
Reading Terminal Market.
Can you tell us a little bit about this place?
Yes, it is one of America's oldest and largest public markets. It has been here in this historic landmark building since 1893. And they have all the things. You want to have a memorable meal? You've got it. They've got Caribbean. They've got Amish. They've got Filipino. They've got all the things. You want to do grocery shopping. You want to get a little jewelry. You want to... They got all the things. So this is where we need to be.
Open every day, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Period.
We're going to go in, try some things, and share them with you.
Okay.
Hi, so for our first stall, our appetizer, we are here at Tambayan by Runner's Sweets and Treats. Now this is the only Filipino food stall in the Reading Terminal Market. I'm very excited to share this with Jaylene today because I want her to have some traditional food, but they also make a lot of really delicious sweet treats, which we will also be tasting today. So I am ordering today the lumpia, which is like a spring roll, a Filipino spring roll, the pancit, which is a noodle dish. And this is the dish that my mom told Jaylene to eat for her birthday, because you eat noodles for a long life on your birthday.
And I did eat it.
As well as the pandesal, which is a traditional bread. Now, the thing that I love about their pandesal is it uses ube, which is a purple taro, which is a Filipino kind of sweet potato. So I'm excited to share all of this with you and to see what Jaylene thinks about this. Let's eat. So all the food just landed. We have the lumpia, which is the fried spring roll here. It comes with rice. We have the pancit and the shrimp, and then the pandesal over here. This is really exciting because it is an ube one. Which one do you want to try first?
I want to try this because it looks like bubble tea to me. It looks like taro bubble tea.
Jaylene was saying that the purple yam, the ube, to her tastes like Oreos. Does that taste like an Oreo?
I think it does, it's giving Oreo.
It's giving Oreo.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, try this bread. So this is a traditional Filipino bread. It's usually sweet, a little bit savory, and has some cheese in it.
Yes.
So.
My God, that looks good.
They're all very good. Okay. Mm. What are you feeling?
I feel like I would want this with like some coffee, you know what I'm saying? Hot little coffee, some of this in the morning.
This bread, my mom used to put it on the stove and fry it a little bit, put butter all over it. So Jaylene, I want you to try the pancit. Now let me get this all lemoned up. Hopefully
lemon
this doesn't get awake the senses. Ow.
So we need
help. That's like my favorite thing to do. Okay, so these noodles are like a glassy rice noodle. A really simple dish. A lot of families make this on special occasions. This is kind of like a staple dish for any kind of celebration or any kind of family gathering. Just like any other, like mac and cheese or mashed potatoes. This is the side dish to go with it.
And y'all remember, Justin gave me this for my birthday. It was one of my birthday gifts.
Well, that was like a microwave. This is actual like noodles. Tastes a lot different. Nice and savory. And this one comes with shrimp. typically have some kind of boiled egg in them too, and really, really yummy and delicious.
I think we have
noodles for long life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, while we're sampling everything,
here,
let me cut one of these in half because these might
be. This is my jam right here.
The spring roll.
In college, my friend Charlene, shout out to Charlene, she was Filipino, and so
she made you some lumpia.
Yes,
this is like
and it was always so good.
I would always ask for lumpia and adobo on my birthday, and this is the appetizer course, so we don't want to go full out.
Right.
But it might be too hot. Let's see. Thank you. It's got a lot of meat. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Some meat and some vegetables.
Get into it. That's very good. I'm enjoying myself.
Well, I'm really happy to share this food with you, Jaylene, and I can't wait to see what your next choice is.
Cheers.
I'm buying. All right, so we're just coming at the end of our appetizer course, and they brought us some complimentary macarons here. So it does look like they have some ube in them, which is delicious.
Yes.
And this is like one of those fusion dishes that they make. So cheers to that.
Ding.
I'm going to try this here. Mmm. That is very delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet.
Listen, that's all right.
So, Jaylene, how did this food make you feel?
Me feel very good. Okay. It was just what I needed. I was hungry. It tastes good. Everything tastes fresh. And it made me feel, it warmed my heart because I know it's a bit of Justin's culture. So
yes.
That was just awesome.
This is so, for me, like such soul food because everything is so like hearty and it's delicious and it's not too heavy. And it's all happy food to me, the ones that we ate today, including this delicious little dessert. So,
I'm real happy with this.
Are you ready for our first course?
Whew, I think so. All right, let's do it. Woogie! Okay, so here we are at our second spot at Caritas Caribbean Cuisine. I am very excited, as I have spoke about on the podcast before. My family is from the Caribbean. My mother's side is from Virgin Islands. So I'm very excited to have some Caribbean food today. All right. Okay, so here we are about to have our food from the Caribbean spot. I have a patty here, and then we have some curry goat. Over rice and peas, and we have collard greens. Justin wanted the collard greens.
I did.
I would have got cabbage.
I know. Which do you want to try first?
Well, the patty is so accessible.
It is.
So
the
let's
patty
just...
is so accessible.
Okay.
So, I have a very, I think I've told you this, special personal connection to beef patties. This is like my go-to food from Golden Crust. When I lived in New York City, it was like, get off the train, go to a stall, get like 3 beef patties, eat them all day, and then I would drink like a Slim Fast shake at night. And that was my New York actor student diet.
My God. But,
so beef patties still have a very, very special place in my heart.
Now, beef patties have a special place in my heart, because also in New York, there's a lot, especially in Harlem, there are a lot of West Indian places, a lot of Jamaican restaurants. One in particular, One Stop Patty Shop. I would go there many times after school, like many, many, many times after school. And those patties are just amazing. Like, this is making me want to have some cheese in here.
Ooh.
You get your beef patty with cheese or a chicken patty with cheese. I personally have never been a big cocoa bread person. It just feels like so much around patty, but that is also a popular thing. So, all right.
This crust is good. It's really flaky.
Uh-huh.
It's really buttery. And the meat has a little bit of a kick to it. So, just a little bit of heat. Should we try the curry goat?
The curry goat.
All right. This might be super spicy. I'm going in for a bite.
I'm at curry goat. In so long.
The curry goat is like in this brown stewy sauce, and the rice and the beans are just like, it's like the perfect bite. Here we go.
The thing I love about goat is it's like slightly sweet. Has a lot of depth. It's very, very tender.
Hello, bones. Oh, yeah.
The bone's a good part.
I have not had curry goat in so long, so this is making me very happy.
Yes. There's a little bit of a kick in there at the end.
That's good goat.
That is good. It's just falling apart. It's falling off the bone.
Caritas Caribbean Cuisine. Yes. Yes.
Yes, 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 and yes.
Hey, here we are at Beck's Cajun Cafe. We are so excited to order a po' boy here. We got a blackened catfish po' boy. Now, Jaylene, what's your take on po' boys?
I've never had a po' boy, and it's because every time I see it, it looks dry. Like, it looks like a dry sandwich. I love sauce and, like, you know, and it's not giving me what I need, but I'm hoping this will change my mind.
So the reason I chose this stall is because of all of the times I go down to Mardi Gras in New Orleans. This food is just always so delicious. A little too spicy for me, but hopefully some memories will come flooding back as we eat this.
All right, let's see.
Oh, hi.
I am sweating.
Sweating.
So whenever I eat spicy food, even just like the littlest tiny bit of spice, it gets me just like all my glands going.
You and Lawrence. All right.
This is the blackened catfish.
It's not giving dry. It's not giving dry.
It's actually
dry, sopping
wet. It's okay. Just like dripping down. So
I'm very excited.
It's got mayo. It's got fish. It's got baguette. It is all the flavors and some veg. How is it, Jaylene?
It's got pickle, which I've hated pickles my whole life. What? But I'm starting to come around to them.
Mmm. Wow. There are so many flavors happening in this sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
There's the catfish, there's the pickles, there's the juicy, there's the... All the textures, too. It's like wet and meaty, and there's a crunch from the vegetables.
Bex, you did something there. You did something there, Bex. That's good.
All right. So we've had our Filipino food, our Caribbean food, our Cajun food.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do for dessert?
Well, there is a black-owned banana pudding shop in here.
Ooh.
So I think we should check them out.
All right.
Stay tuned.
I kind of feel like I need a cocktail. So in that Mardi Gras, the night usually ends in a po' boy, like at 2 a.m. After drinking all day, you're like, I just need something to sop it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And a po' boy does it. Ooh, there's also some kick in here too. Hopefully the dessert is not spicy.
Hi there, so now we're at Old City Coffee. There are two stalls here. So if you need your caffeine fix like we need after those delicious meals and before our dessert, come here. Old City Coffee.
Yarn, pay, go, pay, go, pay, go, pay. Cheers.
Clank, 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 clank,
clank. Clank, clank, clank. Because we tired now.
My name's Glenn. I sell Sweet Nina's Banana Puddings. Very unique banana pudding, Southern style banana puddings.
Yes.
We have our summer specials today, which is a squash strawberry pineapple.
Ooh.
Peach banana pudding, the blueberry banana pudding, vanilla chocolate banana pudding, chocolate classic, the caramel pecan, and we're selling it. It's made every day fresh. We're here today, we're here every day, but we're also at the flower show in Philly, also with this, and we'll be building out where you see that plastic.
That's great.
And so we'll be online soon because we're also selling to a bunch of stars. One of our top buyers is lives all the way out in California, Chrissy Teigen.
Oh!
Different folks like that, like We like to sell it to everybody.
Hey!
Everybody a star. Because everybody's a star.
All right, that's we're definitely right. getting some. So, do you have anything with peanut butter?
No, peanut butter.
They ran out.
They ran out.
That's called okay. Nutter butter and Nutter butter with chocolate.
Oh, woo! Man. Okay. Okay.
And people ask me for Nutter butter and I'm blue.
Which, and then what do you want?
Peach for me,
a
please.
Peach. And then I'll take.
You can tell me your names.
Oh, Jaylene.
And I'm Justin.
Justin, which yes. one do you want?
I want the regular. Thank you. This is Jaylene. Try the Nutter
taste,
butter.
My dear. You never taste anything like this anywhere in the world.
All right. Okay, I gotta try this.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Nutter butter. All right, here
you go. Try it.
And he loves peanut butter.
Just walk by there.
Peanut butter is my jam.
All right.
Everyone doesn't want to walk by, get the same old stuff.
That's the one.
Can't change.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You got your peach coming.
I am my peach.
Wait, so how did you get into all this? All right.
She decided to make it and she got the recipe from her mother, who's 102 years old, from Albany, Georgia. And she was variations on the theme.
That's great. And, well, I'm glad to hear business is doing well.
At one point, we came the best thing to eat and food out of Asia.
Yeah.
There's a sign over there that talks about that. But see, right, you're going to get your mind blown right now.
Ooh,
I feel sorry for you.
This is the peach.
I feel sorry for you.
There you go.
I feel sorry for you.
Here's your peach, Jaylee.
Oh, man.
Summer flavors.
Do I got a peach in there? Let me get...
Save that?
Okay.
There you go.
Summertime. Yes. Oh, I can't wait to get down in that bottom. This is... Come to Sweet Nina's. Get you some banana pudding. I will.
Welcome to Pank Games. We are about to do a scavenger hunt. I'm going to give us five things to look for in the market, and we'll see how fast we can do it. Are you ready, Jaylee?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Here we go.
Should we just go in order, one by one?
Sure.
Okay. First item of five is an octopus. Let's go find
an octopus. Okay. Let's go. Okay. Well, an octopus. Hey. Boom.
Baby octopus.
An octopus.
Cute.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, the second one is a cookie the size of your face.
The size?
A cookie. I think I saw one. I saw one this
way. Okay.
Here we are.
This
is also just a little, narrate while you're talking, a little bit of a backstage look at the Reading Terminal.
Ooh,
sorry.
Ooh. Okay. All right. We're looking for a cookie the size of your face. Where do you know where it might be?
I don't know. Just look.
Flying monkey? Sorry. Okay. All right.
This is what influencers in the wild.
Is that a battery? I mean.
A memory?
No.
It's still.
Hi.
We just tried to do our scavenger hunt, but for some reason, on item number five, we realized we weren't recording, so all we got was a baby octopus.
But we went to see a cookie bigger than the head.
We went to see a cookie bigger than the head. A cookie the size of your face.
Oh, yes. We saw yellow flowers. And what else do we go see? An Amish hat.
And now we're looking for a pair of shoes for sale. But I liked, because you could see the whole terminal when we were looking for. Okay, let's go look for a pair of shoes for sale. This is item number five. Great. We don't have to have an urgency. clock somebody in the face with this thing.
We had such great content, y'all.
It was good.
I'm so sorry.
I don't think we're going to find a pair of shoes.
I don't think we're going to find a pair of shoes for sale. Y'all, this is... Where'd you find a pair of shoes for sale?
It's a linen.
Oh, hey.
What's up? In here.
I'm feeling good about this.
I see, wait, what do I spy with my little eye?
There we go. We found a pair of shoes for sale.
Okay,
well, I'll just show you where we went since I was not recording. Well, here's a cookie bigger than your head.
And here's the other Old
Look
City
at that.
Coffee. That is a cookie bigger than your head.
Then see? So, boom.
Boom, boom.
There's that. And then the other prompt was to find
really
some yellow flowers. And so I ran through here.
We totally missed all of the speed walking stuff.
I know. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. So then we came here, and we found yellow flowers, and then the last prompt was to find an Amish hat. And so we went down here, and I was moving like this. I was moving urgently, just like this.
Straight waddle. She's waddling through the Reading Terminal Market. sawing the air with her left hand.
And here we have an Amish hat right there.
And this is also Beiler's, one of the most famous
is it,
stalls.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Nobody knows, but the pickles, that's the pickle part.
Oh, those.
And then the donuts are on the other side.
Yes. Y'all gotta get into these donuts. One second. Get into these donuts. A glass of we can clank.
It's time for that Papa Drink.
Papa Drink.
Papa Drink.
Papa Drink.
Papa Drink.
And cheers. Arriba, abajo, al centro, para adentro. Chile mezcada, mabuhay, wello.
Okay, what are we drinking, Jaylene?
We are drinking Old City Coffee because we have eaten all the foods and now we are sleepy.
Yes.
So, yes, that's what we're doing here.
Getting some of that caffeine fix. Now, while we're here, what's had you tickled pink these past couple of weeks? So Tickle Pink is a segment where we usually talk about something that we're vibing on, maybe in arts and culture or just in our lives. And it's also just a chance for Jaylene and I to catch up.
So for me, my Tickle Pink is it is Pride. Happy Pride. June. Yeah, I loved Pride this year because this is the first year that they've changed organizers. And the organizers really wanted to make it community-based. They wanted to get rid of all corporate, so like T-Mobile and like banks, TD Bank. They like all took out all of those sponsors. They moved it away from Festival Pier, which is by Penn's Landing, and put it back in the neighborhood. And the Philadelphia neighborhood is considered like 12th and Locust Street, right next to the Wilma Theater, in fact. And then they had a lot more accessibility conscious things this year. So tents where people, if they were breastfeeding, they could breastfeed, or if they wanted a chill zone or a cool down tent or like a resource tent that just had books and therapists on hand. So it felt a lot more community oriented. And instead of a Pride parade this year, they did a Pride march. I wasn't able to go to the Pride march, but it was just like more an act of solidarity and an act of like trying to have some visibility more than it is like, you know, drunk guys on a float. That will happen in October. So Outfest usually does happen in October. So they've moved the Pride parade to October. But Pride is, of course, a state of mind, and it's all month long. I was excited. I went to the Please Touch Museum, and they were doing like Pride events for kids. So I went there with Emmy, my daughter. It was fun. We made like little houses. There was face painting, but she doesn't get her face painted. So here's to Pride.
Cheers.
Okay. Do you have a pink forecast? This is
pink forecast.
This is usually the area where we talk about something that we're looking forward to coming up. So what are you looking forward to?
You know, I'm just looking forward to the show, you know, the show, Fairview. That's going to close June 26th. And I'm just looking forward to summer, quite honestly. Hopefully, Justin and I have a show to shoot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's hopefully. Not summer.
Oh, yeah, you did say summer.
But I when you said hopefully, I was like all about the beach.
Well, you know,
are you
going to
a beach a week?
I want to try that again. So, yes, that's what I'm looking forward to in the Pang forecast. Us shooting an episode on the beach.
When
that's,
does when does that start? Beach a week.
Beach a week. I think it has to start in July, since I can't really do it.
You
well
heard
in
it here
show.
First.
July.
Beach a week.
Beach a week. What's in your forecast?
Well, I'm looking forward to a retreat after the extension week, the Hot House, Wilma Hot House Company. It's all going to go to the Poconos, lock ourselves in a cabin, and see what happens.
We will certainly be making some content there.
And of course, so vacations galore.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to just do a quick freestyle
to end
this little segment?
Okay, so here we are at our Pang freestyle.
We're doing it all out of order in this one.
That's okay. So what? I'm giving you a word?
Yeah, yeah. I've never done this in person.
Well, we are looking at some fish in front of us. So your word is fish or fresh fish.
Okay. Fresh fish. The ocean of life is big and wide, full of fish of small and fish of pride. I'm a rainbow trout.
Ooh.
You're a pink guppy. We are all fresh fish in this life, and we're lucky. Was so hard. It's
that
harder.
Was such a journey.
It's harder. I know. It still is a journey. It's harder in person. Okay. So then your word is we are looking at fresh fish,
yes.
And the fresh fish is on ice. So your word is ice.
Ice. Listen. If the weather outside is hot, but we're so cool, we're like ice. We got to walk through the Reading Terminal Market. And man, it was nice. We ate a whole bunch of foods, drank a lot of sweet drinks. We came through dripping with our magentas and our pinks.
That was also a journey. That was
a journey.
That was impressive.
It was something.
Well, thank you all so much for tuning in on this episode. We want to thank all of our Pang Papas who are watching live right now. Jordan McCree, who wrote our music, our theme song.
Yes.
Tracy A. Cassius, our studio editor.
We love you, Tracy. We know you're going to have a time with this. But we love you.
Please plug us on social media. Like us on all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
And with that, we will get up out of here.
All right, Jaylene, we just finished our adventure at the Reading Terminal Market.
Woo!
How did that feel?
Amazing. A lot of people, but it was amazing.
A lot of delicious food. A lot of people thinking we were like mega influencers, which is okay.
We are.
But I had a really fun time in this pop around town. I can't wait for us to do this at the beach.
Yes, that's going to be the next one. Pop around to the beach with Papa Pang.
Beach a week.
Beach a week. Thank y'all for joining us. Okay, bye.
Bye. Take 15.
Greetings. Welcome to the Papa Pang Podcast. I'm Jaylene Clark Owens, and this is
Justin J. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Do you remember? Come on and zoom.
Yes. Greetings.
Day one. Now, we're falling over here. So, Jaylee, I don't want to flip him.
Oh, we're slipping.
Okay.
Child, this is the first one, all right? So bear with us.
Of course, there's a bus.
That was amazing. Hi, everybody. Nice to see you.
Hey. You just ran back from the terminal.
I ran all the way to Maine and Provincetown. So it was quite, it was like about a 3-day run from there to here. So welcome to the time machine. We're now in a time machine.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Happy National Pink
Day. Oh, it's Pink Day.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for watching our first Pop Around Town episode. We had so much fun doing this. What was that experience like for you, Justin?
Oh, my gosh. I had a blast, sampling all of that food. But there was a point when I really just was like in a blur, like a food coma daze. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what was coming out of my mouth. I was sweating. I was trying to keep up with Jaylene because she is a speed walker. You can take the girl out of New York, but you cannot take the New York out of the girl. Yeah. And it was very evident in there. And it was also really fun to have everybody sort of looking at us, thinking like we were stars of some kind, which we are.
As you said at the end.
Every time we get on, so last summer when we did our Beach a Week and this when we did this, I think anytime we'll be doing our Pop Around Towns, we'll be stopped by a lot of people. And I'm okay with that, to be honest. And maybe we'll invite some of them on the show. How was that for you, Jaylene?
It was amazing. I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot of things about the sound. So, we learned I can be very loud and you don't need to be that loud, actually, because I have like a little mic attached to the camera. And, so we were just we learned a lot of things in this episode. So we really look forward to doing more of these. And, stuff happens. We lost some footage there, thought we were recording. We were not.
And so that was like about a 30-minute pop around town. But we were filming for like a good 3 to 4 hours.
Was it really?
I think it was quite a long time.
It was a long time, though.
And just like trying to be outside and filming out there.
Now, one of the things that was cut out was my Tickled Pank.
Yes, so it is Tickling You Pank. Go for it.
I am Tickled Pank because we are in our last week of Fairview. So we got extended. And so we are doing the show through June 26th, which is Sunday. So I'm just really glad to be there. And it's a great show. The crowds have been great. So that is certainly Tickling Me Pank. I'm also just really tickled pank that it is literally National Pink Day. And so seeing all the people with pank on social media and stuff, it's pretty cool. So yeah, I am tickled to pank about this very pank day.
Yes, and I'm on vacation, which is tickling me all the way pank. And I can't wait for our Hot House retreat next week, Jaylene. I'm sure we're going to have some content to make from that. Maybe we'll have some of our friends from the Wilma Hot House make an appearance. But, we're going to roll with it. Retreats are retreats, and the treats are so sweet.
Oh, did you just tie in your pank proverb? I mean, your JJ proverb?
Yep. And now it's lost forever.
Yep. Because I wasn't ready. So I don't know what you said, but you said something about treats and sweets and all the things. Awesome. Well, pank friends, I think that's about it. As Mama Pat said, we have 5 more shows for Fairview, so come see us. As a reminder, Justin choreographed Fairview, and I play Jasmine in Fairview. So
that is the stage manager for this show, and it is a beast to stage manage. I don't think Mama Pat ever gets like an easy show at the Wilma. It's just like lights up, lights down, two sound cues. Like one day, Mama.
No, Pat- she did get an easy one with Killer Whale.
Oh, that was
real simple for you, Mama Pat.
That's true. Mama Pat, when you're ready to do your retirement show, I will direct it and it will be one cue. Lights up. You just sit back and watch and enjoy and we'll entertain you.
There you go. There you go. Well, speaking of entertaining, when are we going to entertain the Pank Papas with our next episode?
Our next episode is July 6th at 9 p.m. That's a Wednesday. That's our normal time. And it's summertime. So we'll be entertaining you in your nighttime times. You will go to the beach in the daytime. And then you'll have your supper in the nighttime. And then you'll have your Pank drink with us at 9 p.m. on July 6th in the summertime.
Yeah. That was great. That was great. So join us July 6th at 9 p.m. And after that, we don't have a date yet, but our next episode after that should be another pop around from the beach. So just get ready, get set, and we'll go.
Yeah.